We're back this morning on Rochester Speaks. I am John Gehring, joined today by two exceptional community individuals from 1330 Cancer. I'm joined by Claire McKenna, the program manager over at 1330, as well as Michaela Deeg, who is a survivor as well as the community engagement manager over at 1330. We're going to talk about the organization and an upcoming comedy night that we're going to get into. So first of all, both of you, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Claire, as a program manager, I know you've been involved with a lot of what 1330 is doing. And for those who don't know, who aren't aware of the organization, what do you guys do?
Yeah, so 1330 Cancer Connect has been around in the Rochester community since 2001. We got started when our executive director, Lauren Spiker's daughter, unfortunately passed away from cancer at the age of 19. And when she was going through all of this, both Lauren and her daughter, Melissa, noticed this huge gap. Not only in our healthcare system, because she was falling between pediatric and adult medicine, treated on both sides, but also in terms of age-appropriate resources for her. She was this savvy teen headed to UPenn for nursing, and, you know, she either goes to the office for treatment and there are tiny little chairs with toys on the ground, or, you know, everybody's over 70 and there's Time magazine to read. So there is nothing in between age-appropriate for someone like that. And basically, after Melissa passed away, Lauren decided to, you know, take that experience and fill the gap, basically. And what she did was start working with local teens originally as Melissa's Living Legacy Teen Cancer Foundation. And eventually, in 2015, we expanded to include young adults in our mission. And that's when we rebranded to 1330 Cancer Connect. And then a few years later, we opened a center in Syracuse, which is where Michaela runs all of our Syracuse peer programs. That's kind of how we got started. In terms of what we actually do, we focus both on peer programming and advocacy specifically for the adolescent and young adult cancer population. So that's age 13 to 39, as you can tell by our name. So we basically want to just be a hub for these teens and young adults who have been through something major and very impactful in their life, and be able to connect them with other people that have been through what they've been through. There's nothing more comforting when you're going through something really difficult, knowing that somebody else has been in your shoes. So we really just want to be able to bring them together, not only to connect them with each other, but to help them build healthy, healing habits. And that's through, you know, nutrition programs, fitness programs, expressive arts. We really do all sorts of stuff. Like you mentioned, we're doing stand-up comedy. You really don't know what's coming down the line. We really just want to provide these really fun, educational, you know, beneficial activities that are a platform for them to come together and create a new peer group.
For those who are going through such a difficult time, and Michaela, we know you've been through that. How did you get connected with 1330 Cancer Support?
Yeah, so I was actually diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma when I was 15. So that was back in 2011. And like many people, I'd never met another teen at the hospital. I was treated on the pediatric side and, you know, lived that experience of my legs hanging off the table, not really fitting. And I did also, just to mention, it took about 6 months to really get to that diagnosis. I think that's a common thing people don't realize, is a lot of teens, young adults, their cancer, those initial signs sort of present as your typical growing pains. And a lot of us don't want something to be wrong with us, so you'll also ignore those things. So very, very important to make sure you address those and go to your doctor and, you know, advocate for yourself. But back to me, weirdly enough, in 2011, our school was doing a benefit play. One of the teachers had a daughter who was battling cancer as well, and 1330 joined in with our school to be in that production. I was friends with a lot of theater kids, and so coincidentally, they sort of connected me. And one of the members of 1330 just reached out to me and was like, "Hey, I think this would be really great. It's super fun. You should come." And to be honest, at first, I was kind of hesitant to go. I knew how sad and difficult this journey was, and I didn't really want to sit in a room with a bunch of other people and talk about how sad and difficult it was. But was incredibly surprised when I walked in, and it was just a room of people who were living their lives with cancer, not letting cancer be their lives. And it was finally an experience where I wasn't the only one in the room who had cancer anymore. Instead, it was in a room of people who, if I wanted to talk about my cancer, great. It didn't need that 37 explanation or the fake kind of sympathy behind it. It was just there. Or if I didn't want to talk about it and talk about being a teen young adult in our normal lives, that was totally welcome as well.
And that's something that we as the community probably misunderstand is the best way to talk to people with cancer, right? Because we do want to provide that sympathy. And I believe that comes from a good place of good intention.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you are a teen, a young adult living your life, and you do want to live it as normally as possible. Is that kind of how you felt going through that?
Absolutely. It was, you know, you always will hear this, you just want to be normal. You know, no one wants to be dealing with cancer or have anyone in their life dealing with it, honestly. And I think the biggest thing that you could really do is give actual needs as opposed to, hey, I'm here if you need anything. Give a, hey, I'm going to Wegmans, I'm picking something up, what can I get you? Those type of in stone things, because it is hard to ask for help and receive it. So that's always our biggest thing. And ask questions with some, you know, mental knowing if this person's going through a difficult situation, but asking questions is always a great option. That way they can let you know what they need as opposed to sort of pushing something on them that may be of no use.
Sure. And one thing 1330 does is that very well, what you just said. It's as you learned, Michaela, but Claire, one of the things that you guys are doing coming up is the comedy night. And that's a great way to be able to laugh and be able to enjoy and live life as normally as possible. Could you talk about that and what we can expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of years ago, we were connected with a local comedian, Todd Youngman, who is connected with the comedy at the Carlson. And we basically originally were thinking we were going to do, oh, let's do comedic skits. Let's do something like sketch comedy kind of stuff for our annual gala. And he suggested stand-up comedy. And my jaw dropped. I did not think anybody was going to want to do it. Obviously, that's terrifying to be on stage, let alone be by yourself and have people expecting you to make them laugh. So we went ahead and did it anyways, and we ended up with four members, including Michaela at the time, who decided to try their hand at stand-up comedy. We rehearsed for months and months, and our show was so successful at our annual gala, Journeys, which is always in November. That was so successful that Mark Ippolito at Comedy at the Carlson asked us to come and host a show there as an official stand-up comedy show. So that is what we were doing. That is what we're doing on April 19th, next Friday. We're so excited. We've got nine of our members now. So also to note, our members aren't just folks that are currently going through treatment. Mm-hmm. We are there for you from diagnosis through ideally healthy survivorship and, if necessary, end of life care. So we just want to be there for our members through it all. So our members have a very wide range of material that they're working with. They're going to be talking through their experience with cancer in through a comedic lens, which, I mean, cancer and comedy doesn't normally go together in most people's eyes. And I'm sure some people would be pretty, you know, unsure about that. And I will say some of it might make people a little bit uncomfortable, but that's the whole point. It's okay to laugh at these things and laugh with them. And it's a way that, you know, like you mentioned before, sometimes people have the best intentions, but it's hard to, you know, communicate with somebody and, you know, you don't want to offend, you don't want to do all these things, right. But to be able to kind of bring those barriers down and introduce that through comedy just makes everybody else, you know, feel like they can be a part of it and understand better. So it's going to be really, really great. Everybody is hysterical. Yeah.
Including Michaela, right?
Yep.
You're hilarious too, I'm sure. And I can't relate because I can't even make my wife laugh on a good day. But talk about that process a little bit and how fun that's been.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it was definitely intimidating at first. I mean, around your friends, you know, you could make them laugh, but when you're put out there alone on a stage, it's super intimidating. But I think a lot of us already, comedy was a way we were already coping with our cancer. A lot of times the situations are just so ridiculous. It's really the only way to kind of get through it. And Todd was an amazing support with that. So we had the stories, but Todd really has this nature of, you know, he's a comedian. He knows those little quips, the little rules, the things that really create a set. And he really deeply and passionately cares for our members too. It's even outside of our normal programming, he will take the time to meet with those comedians, give them those extra pointers. And if they want to do something outside of cancer, he's all about that too. So it's really, really fortunate to have him. And it's a huge confidence boost. I mean, I could say myself, I felt like $1 million after, but you can also see it in our members. We had a few that came in that were a little bit of our choir members, weren't ones that were super social or super big, loud kind of personalities. And the second they got on stage and after their performance, you could see that transformation in them of confidence within themselves, but also confidence in talking about their cancer and sort of getting through that journey.
We're talking with Michaela Deeg, the community engagement manager and a survivor at 1330 Cancer Connect, and also Claire McKenna, who's the program manager in cancer and comedy, an unlikely pair, as we've talked about. But either of you, really, a good question for both of you to answer is let's start with Claire. Like, you've seen a lot of people, you've interacted with a lot of people who are going through cancer. How does comedy and lighthearted living, how does that help in the recovery process?
Yeah. I will say there are all sorts of ways to cope with these things, lots of great ways. But like Michaela said, comedy and making jokes is something that comes naturally to a lot of people when you're going through something awkward or scary or, you know, just unfamiliar. So I think what our members, at least what I've seen in our members, is that it's kind of like an unofficial therapy. It's very therapeutic. You're talking through these things that have been really hard, but you're honestly taking away its power by laughing at it. And it can, you know, really make you be able to accept some of the things that have happened to you and, you know, move forward with a less resentful, less bitter, you know, feeling about, you know, the things that you've lost, the things that you didn't have the chance to do. I read a quote recently that I loved, and it was, trauma is not just the bad things that have happened to you, but it's the good things that never happened. And I think that rings really true for our AYAs. And to be able to, you know, talk about things like fertility treatment, thing like really inappropriate comments from, whether they're from your family members, from community members, from healthcare providers, you know, the really rough treatments that you've been through, dealing with survivorship. And some of our members, like Michaela, are, you know, over a decade out of treatment. Wow. However, they're still experiencing late effects, whether that's physical effects or effects in terms of their financial situation, insurance, fertility, like I mentioned. All of these things are really important and continue to be affected by their cancer throughout the rest of their lives. So this really just gives them a platform to release that, you know, negativity, I guess, in a positive way.
Yeah, Michaela, that's what you're doing coming up here at the event. How did that help you also while you were going through cancer?
Definitely. I mean, so I started doing the comedy portion out of my remission, but so now I'm about, this August I'll be 13 years off treatment.
Wow.
And a lot of times, a lot of times, so now sort of my life with cancer is sort of this, like Claire said, that sort of after portion. So now it's not so much the concern of the Hodgkin's coming back for any reason, but now it's sort of a concern of potential secondary cancers from treatment. So this comedy really allowed me to sort of dive into that aspect, and to let people know, hey, cancer really, really does not end at that last day of treatment. It truly follows you through life. So being able to, at every different stage that comes along with this, still find some joy, comfort, that kind of thing through comedy has been incredibly beneficial. And now being able to mentor this new group, it's really rewarding to, you know, have seen myself in them and to know where I am now, and in hopes that these types of things, not just comedy, but anything that Claire and I do within our programming, can kind of help them get to that better place.
And what are some of the ways, if we know someone is in our life who has suffered from cancer but has survived, we know that, like you said, doesn't just end there. What are some of the ways that we can support them post their cancer?
Definitely. I think the biggest thing probably is just still be there. A lot of times when treatment ends, a lot of people in that support system that you have just kind of disappear. You figure, oh, they're done, they're good, they can go back to their normal lives. So that's always a really big one we suggest. I don't, Claire, you may also have something
With
that.
I think just checking in, their mental health, you know, sometimes when people are going through treatment, you're focused on survival, your physical health. I need to do what my doctors are telling me. I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to go, these appointments, do what I need to do to get to that other side. But then once you get there and your doctors kind of, you know, clap their hands and they're like, you're good to go, ring the bell, go on, live the rest of your life, that is when it usually hits of like, holy crap, what did I just go through? And now you're starting to process that and go through all of that. And a lot of the time, our members that come to 1330, I would say most of the time are post-treatment because whether they're, you know, too sick or inpatient, so they can't come to our programs, or they're just not ready to, you know, take that next step to connect with other people. So I would say, to answer your question, just being there, checking in, you know, like we mentioned, there are a lot of different things that are still affected for years to come. So, yeah, just don't leave them high and dry.
Yeah. And if you're struggling, if you're dealing with cancer right now, or you know someone who is, 1330 is a great resource. How can we get involved with 1330?
Yeah. So all you need to do, go straight to our website, 1330.org, 1330 spelled out .org. And we have a new member form that you can fill out on there if folks are interested in, you know, learning more about our programming. They can come meet us in person in the center. So we'll reach out right away. So fill that out. Look at our Instagram. It's just at 1330 Cancer Connect. So you can see all the stuff we have going on. And yeah, just reach out. All of our contact info is on the website. And we'd love to hear from you and, you know, see how we can best support you.
And if you're someone who's maybe been through it or you're passionate about cancer and helping someone else through it, are there ways that the community can get involved through either volunteering or monetary contribution to help out those who you guys are serving?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always welcoming volunteers. We have lots of events throughout the year, especially now in April with Adolescent Young Adult Cancer Awareness Month going on. So always reach out if you're interested in volunteering. Coming to our community events, that's a huge thing. Just coming out and supporting us. You know, you don't need to go that extra mile. Come have a beer at Three Heads at our launch party, or come, you know, see some stand-up comedy. So supporting us that way. And then we're also obviously always welcoming monetary contributions. Any local businesses that want to, you know, partner with us on a third-party fundraiser, or, you know, donate a raffle item, whatever it may be, we're always open to, you know, any sort of collaboration with local folks and local businesses. So, yeah.
Comedy night 2 coming up.
Yeah.
How can we, do we have to get tickets? What's the best way that we can do this in advance to make sure we secure our spot at Comedy at the Carlson?
Definitely. So tickets are currently on sale. They're right on Comedy at the Carlson's website. And we're actually right under 100 tickets left right now.
Okay.
So they're definitely going to sell out before next week. So if you're thinking about it, jump on them and get those tickets. And that right there is already helping us majorly. So it's
only $20.
Yeah.
Just coming out and supporting.
Yeah,
great time, also
huge.
For a great cause, too. And again, Comedy at the Carlson's website or 1330. That's the number 1313, the word 30.org. Claire McKenna, the program manager, and Michaela Deek, the community engagement manager over at 1330 Cancer Connect. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We're looking forward to hearing you, Michaela, at the comedy event coming up.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.